Tonight's game between the Atlanta and Schuyler County are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Mayberry Farms north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now to La Plata, Missouri with Annie Middleton.
From La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Basketball Tournament, night number 4, Schuyler County Ram Basketball is on the air. Hi again, everybody. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. 3 games for you on the radio, starting with the second championship semifinal of the tournament. The number 2 seed, Schuyler County Rams, taking on the number 3 seed, Atlanta Hornets. The Hornets come in to this game with a record of 17-3, but one of those 3 losses was a couple of weeks ago, 55-53 to these Schuyler County Rams, and I'm sure that is the difference between Schuyler being a 2 seed and Atlanta being a 3. It's more like 2A and 2B seed, so this should be a dandy ball game. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the Atlanta Hornets, again, 17-3, they go with Mason Reed. He's a sophomore. Landon Jillian, a senior. Roman Phillips, a senior. And if there's a juggernaut out here, it's probably Roman Phillips. They don't list heights, but he's 6'7 or 6'8. He's a tall kid. Sawyer Nelson, a sophomore, and J.J. White, a sophomore. The Hornets, again, 17-3, coached by Jason White. The Rams, the Schuyler County Rams, go with Elliott Sebitz. He's a sophomore. Cale Windy, a junior. Cooper Amon, a senior. Connor Smith, a junior. And Ryan Ferris, a senior. The Rams, 14-5. They are coached by Chris Pruitt. Again, 3 games on the radio. We've got the Lady Rams, top-seeded Lady Rams, in the championship semifinal next, taking on La Plata. And then the nightcap will be a consolation semifinal, Scotland County and North Shelby. First game of the night was Atlanta over Green City. Of course, I didn't write the score down, but Atlanta, the Lady Hornets, will take on Scotland County Lady Tigers for consolation, 5 o'clock on Friday. Tip is control as Connor Smith went up against Phillips, and tip is controlled and now passed all the way by Mason Reed. So the Hornets the other way, 3-pointer on the way. J.J. White buries it. Just like that, the Hornets draw first blood as Cale Windy across the timeline of a shifting 2-3 zone by the Hornets. Bounce pass across the baseline to Cooper, hooking the paint, missed it. And Landon Jillian with the rebound. Hornets the other way as White, pass almost stolen away, and they try to force one down to Phillips. Stolen away by Amon, ahead to Windy in the paint, laid up, missed it too hard off the back glass. Rebound taken out of there by Mason Reed. Just the start of this one from a play to tournament. Deep three from J.J. White off the back iron. And rebound taken out of there by Sebitz. Sebitz across timeline to the top of the key in the paint, going right at Phillips. Shot blocked by Phillips. And J.J. White with the rebound. Long pass ahead to Nelson. Nelson pulls up left side, now left baseline. And his pass tipped away, picked up by Roman Phillips, and he walks with it. Now, I would say at least 6'7 is Roman Phillips. Cooper Amon inbound, 2-2-1, full court pressure by the Hornets. Sebitz back to Amon. Now they get across the timeline for Connor Smith on the right side, hands off Sebitz. Sebitz in the backcourt, over to Cale Windy. Windy in the center circle, now between the circles for Smith on the right side. Now Smith will bring it around, trying to work around that zone. Amon in the paint, puts it up, missed it from 8, and J.J. White out with the rebound. White to the top of the key, skip pass into the corner for Jillian, or for check that Sawyer Nelson. Now Nelson left wing between the circle, center circle for J.J. White. Back for Nelson in the corner. Now Phillips at the free throw line. One dribble, kick it over to Reed. Baseline 3 misses. And high for the rebound, Ryan Ferris falling down. Got it to Sevitz, but Sevitz kicks it out of bounds. 5:49 to play in the first quarter, 3-0 Atlanta. Winner is going to get Green City in the ship at 6:30 on Saturday. Loser plays for third, 3:30 on Saturday. As Mason Reed with it between the two circles, 2-1-2 zone, employed by the Rams. Reed, now White, still on the backcourt, now White between the two circles. At the free throw line for Jillian. Jillian turned around from six, hit every side of the rim, and went down. 2 points for Landon Jillian. And it's 5-0 Atlanta. Sparris, the right corner. Skip pass up to Wendy. Wendy dribbles in. Now Smith, three-pointer from the left side, missed it. And rebound tipped out to Wendy. Wendy, ball fake. Now he puts it on the floor in the paint. Floater, missed it. And rebound secured by Jillian. He's fouled by Cooper Amon. Amon with the reach, his first, team's first. Almost 3 minutes gone by. The Rams still with the goose egg on the board. As J.J. White across the timeline. White and now Reed still in the backcourt. Reed on the right side. Back to White. Trying to pull this Ram zone defense out. And now a three-pointer from Nelson. Airballed it. And Kale Wendy out with the rebound. Wendy across the timeline for Smith. Into the corner for Ferris on the left side. Now left wing for Ferris. And bad pass at Amon. Hit him right in the knees. The other end, they try to get one into Phillips. Stolen away or poked away by Ferris. Picked up by Amon and Kale Wendy, I was going to say they need a timeout. Kale Wendy, well, nope, they didn't take a timeout. Pass ahead to Wendy, and Wendy wasn't looking for it. And I thought Chris Pruitt was going to take a timeout for sure and going to right the ship here, but nope, he's going to keep it in his pocket. As now, looks like Grady Ruska in the ball game. And now Phillips, hook shot, missed it, got his own rebound. Goes back up strong, missed it. And Amon with the rebound. Outlet to Wendy. Rams the other way, looking for the first points of the night. Now Ferris on the right baseline, back to Sevitz, left side for Wendy. Back to Sevitz between the circles, bounce pass in the paint, Cooper Amon. One dribble, kick it out, Ferris. Now Sevitz, top of the key. For Smith on the left wing. Bounce pass in the paint. Ferris turn around from eight. Pin balls out. And White with the rebound. Head to Reed. Reed to the top of the key. Bounce pass in the corner that's Reed in the corner. And now pass almost stolen away by Schuyler County. Jillian gets it. Now Reed with a three-point try. Missed it. And Phillips with the rebound. Goes back up strong. 2 points for Phillips. 7-0. Atlanta. Sevitz with the basketball across the timeline. Pulls up right wing. Now give it up Wendy. Wendy to the top of the key. Over to Smith. Into the corner. Ferris. Fires one for Amon from the left block. And the Rams are on the board. 7-2. Atlanta with the basketball. The other end. Mason Reed. Dribble drive along the baseline. Goes out of bounds for the last touch by the Rams. As Brody Weaver checks in. And Elliott Sevitz sits down. Lob it in for Phillips. Phillips getting pushed away from the basket by Amon. And now he gives it up to White into the corner for Reed. Ball fake back to White in the backcourt. 2:44 in the first quarter. As Ruska and now White will bring it out between the two circles. They go around the horn. Mason Reed right wing back to White, a Husker in the paint for Jillian. And his shot goes down. He's got four. It's 9-2. Hornets by 7 is Wendy. Now Amon. Kick it over to Smith. Nope, stolen away by White. Now his pass blocked away by Wendy. Rams with numbers ahead to Weaver. Layup up. Layup in. Brody Weaver has two. Hornets in a hurry. Jilliard now skip pass to Ruska for Phillips, and Phillips missed the shot, but he's going to be fouled by Amon. He'll shoot a pair. Two fouls on Cooper Amon. And to the free throw line goes Roman Phillips. Phillips with two. And 3 points. Hit the back, hit the front, and dropped home. As Sevitz comes back into the ball game, and Connor Smith's going to get a breather. Phillips, second free throw up. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. 4 points for Phillips, 11-4. Sevitz had his foot on the line. I thought he was going to go over and back with it. It's Wendy with it, left wing beyond three, up top for Amon. And now Sevitz dribble drive along the right side, jump stop, kick it out. Weaver back to Sevitz, up top Amon. Now Wendy left wing beyond three. One dribble into the corner for Ferris. Ferris will bring it back to the wing. And now has Weaver. Weaver in the paint right at Phillips. His shot blocked. Weaver got the ball back. Now Wendy, top of the key. Kick it back, Sevitz. Head and shoulder fake over to Weaver. And Weaver, three-pointer on the way. Pinballs out. And long pass ahead to Mason Reed and lays it up and in. And now we're going to have a timeout. 1:04 to play in the first quarter. Atlanta 13, Schuyler County 4. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative.
Welcome back. We'll play to high school. 84th, we'll play to tournament. Schuyler County Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. First of three. And right now, Atlanta getting the best of the Rams so far, 13-4, under a minute to play in the first quarters. Wendy with it. Hands off Sevitz. Sevitz between the two circles for the left side for Ferris. Ferris will bring it to the top of the key. Dribble drive in. Floater partially blocked by Roman Phillips. And that's something else here in the first quarter so far. Rams are getting one and done on their shots. As dribble drive along the left baseline, Gilliard lay it up and in. He's got six, and it's 15-4, Atlanta. The other end is Brody Weaver. And lost a handle on it, but last touch by the Hornets. Is coming back into the ball game, Connor Smith. And Cooper Amon will have a seat. 18.8, and it's been all Hornets here in the first quarter. As Kale Wendy will inbound it to Ferris. Now Sevitz with it on the right side. Sevitz now to the top of the key for Smith on the left wing. Into the corner, Weaver. Back to Kale Wendy. Wendy, now Weaver on the left side. Left corner for Smith. At the block, Ferris. Turn around, put it up. And it goes down, and that is the end of the first quarter with the score. Atlanta 15, Schuyler County 6. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one understands the unique needs of the farmer like Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our loans and lines of credit can help you get that equipment when and where you need it. Stop by any of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri. We take great pride in helping our local farmers meet their financial needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. 84th La Plata Invitational Tournament. We start the second quarter, Atlanta with the basketball and the lead, 15-6. As J.J. White And now Jillian at the free throw line into the corner for Reed. Reed, right wing, back to White. White backs it out into the deep backcourt. And now across for Ruska. A three-pointer won't go down, but Jillian with a rebound. Turn around, put it back up, wouldn't go. And Sevitz out with a rebound. As Weaver will bring it across the timeline to Sevitz on the right side. Now Kale Wendy, right wing. Wendy passed up the three. Now Connor Smith faked the three into the corner for Ferris. Get it to Weaver, and he'll put it down from 10. Brody Weaver with four. Now White into the corner for Reed. Back to White. Skip it over to Jillian along the left baseline. And now Ruska. Dribble drive in, but he walked with it. So Ferris is going to sit down. Amon back in the ball game. Still with a 2-2-1 full court press are the Hornets. Kale Wendy. Now Amon back to Wendy. Skip pass over to Sevitz. Sevitz into the corner for Smith. Skip pass for Amon. Ball fake. Took it right at Phillips. Floater won't go down. And the lid has been on the basket for the Rams. White out with the rebound. Long pass ahead to Mason Reed. Right baseline. Three-pointer up. Won't go. And rebound trucked down by Connor Smith. Get it for Amon. And now Wendy with it. 6:28 to play in the first half. Wendy for Sevitz on the right side. In the deep backcourt, Connor Smith. At the free throw line, turn around, Amon wouldn't go. Weaver with the rebound. He'll go back up. His shot left it short, and Phillips with the rebound. Outlet for White ahead to Jillian. And now Ruska on the left wing, in for Phillips. Phillips' hook shot wouldn't go. And it was Jillian tried to save it back in bounds, but does not. And so it goes back to Schuyler County. As Mason Wendy comes in, and Elliott Sevitz sits down. So Kale Wendy with it. Now Amon. Spin move. Now get it back to Kale Wendy. Cross the timeline for Mason Wendy. And now Kale between the circles. At the free throw line for Weaver. Hesitated. Turned around, hesitated, and gave Phillips a chance to close in. And Phillips gets the block the other end. It's Jillian lays it up and in. 8 points for Landon Jillian. 17-8. And now Weaver has it. Right wing beyond three. Get it for Wendy. Wendy right at Phillips, and he's going to get the foul. Got Phillips in the air and draws the foul on Roman Phillips, his first. Just the team's first foul of the first half. And to the free throw line goes Kale Wendy, looking for his first points of the ball game. Free throw up. Got it. Sevitz back in. Brody Weaver, some good minutes, is going to have a seat. Wendy, second free throw up. Got them both. 2 points for Kale Wendy. A 7-point Hornet lead with the basketball. J.J. White across the timeline for Ruska. And now Reed on the right side to get it in. Phillips turned around against Amon, missed the shot. Amon got a hand on it. Rams the other way. A chance to make it a 5-point game. It's Connor Smith. And now Mason Wendy in the paint. Amon, kick it out, Wendy. This is Kale. He'll put up a 3-pointer. Got it! 5 points for Kale Wendy. It's a 4-point Hornet lead with the basketball. White across the timeline ahead for Ruska. Back to White. Now Ruska on the left side into the corner for Jillian. Skip pass. Ball was tipped and picked up by White. Now Phillips in the paint as Amon went for the steal. And okay, I missed what that was all about. Anyway, Roman Phillips with a bucket. He's got six. The referee, there was something there he didn't like and gave somebody a warning. At any rate, Amon across the timeline has Mason Wendy in the corner. Touch pass back to Sevitz. 3-point on the way. Wendy! Bullseye! Kale with 8 points. a three-point Hornet lead. And now Phillips right at Cooper Amon, puts it up and in as Roman Phillips starting to heat up. He's got eight. Long pass ahead to Sevitz on the right side. Poked away from him. Picked up by Sevitz. Now Wendy. Into the corner, Connor Smith. He'll drive three-pointer. Missed it. And Phillips with a rebound. Looks for an outlet. Has White. White. Stutter step. Into the corner for Reed. Reed along the right baseline. Back up top for Jillian. Jillian will go the other way for Sawyer Nelson. Now Phillips at the free throw line. Pass in the corner, White. Now Reed on the left side for Jillian. He'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Sawyer Nelson. Now Reed between the two circles for J.J. White. White left side for Reed along the baseline. Jillian skip pass. White deep three-pointer on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net for J.J. White. His second tray. He's got six. 24-16 is Atlanta's lead. K.O. Wendy between the circles. Now Smith on the left wing. Back to Wendy. Back to Smith in the corner. Along the baseline. Get it in Amon and got bailed out. Got bailed out. He was behind the basket and went up and was able to draw a foul on Roman Phillips. That's his second team foul. And Amon to the free throw line. Free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Cooper Amon. Weaver back in. Smith is going to sit down. Also, Mason Wendy has a seat as Ryan Ferris back in the ball game. Amon, free throw up. He got them both. 4 points for Cooper Amon. A 6-point Hornet lead with the basketball and under three to play in the first half. J.J. White pulls up left now. He'll try a deep three-pointer. Too hard off the back iron, and Sevitz out with a rebound. Outlets to Wendy. Chris Pruitt holds up number five. Sevitz right wing beyond three between the circles. Now Ferris with it on the left side. Ferris will bring it to the top of the key. Almost walked with it. Gets it to Wendy. Now skip past the Sevitz on the left baseline. In trouble there. Now has Ferris. Ferris gets it in the paint for Cooper Amon. Quick shot, too hard off the back iron. Sevitz with the rebound. Now Weaver with it on the right side. In the paint for Wendy. Got everybody up. Now Wendy goes up strong. Got it. 10 points for Kale Wendy as they've got Roman Phillips on the bench right now. J.J. White, now Reed. Back to White. Stands in the center circle. Under two to play. A 4-point Hornet lead. White playing catch with Mason Reed in the backcourt. And he's gonna try and draw the Rams out of that zone at the free throw line for Jillian. Into the Morgan Rhodes. And that was Jillian put it up and in. He's got 10, a 6-point Hornet lead. Rams with the basketball, a minute 20 to play in the first half. Wendy on the right side, dribbles in, now kick it back up top for Sevitz. Sevitz to the left side, left wing, and now for Weaver between the circles. Weaver brings it to the right wing, and now Kale Wendy under a minute to play. Wendy center circle. Wendy takes to the left side, to the left wing. Wendy, now Sevitz in the backcourt. Don't know if the Rams are playing for one shot here. They're kind of trying to do the same thing, draw Atlanta out of that zone. And Sevitz dribbles it off his foot. Picked up by Sawyer Nelson, and he'll lay it up and in. An 8-point Atlanta lead, 30 seconds to play. Wendy in the center circle. Wendy still with a dribble. Now Weaver left wing in the paint for Ferris. Ferris one dribble, put it up, missed it. Amon with a rebound, got it. Cooper Amon with six, 28-22. 10 seconds as Mason Reed in the backcourt for J.J. White. White is going to dribble drive in, floater up, missed it. And Amon Three-quarter court shot will not go down, and that's how we end the first half with the score, Atlanta 28, Schuyler County 22. Back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, 84th, will play the basketball tournament. Night number 4, game number 1 of this triple header. And we're at the half of the 2-3 matchup. Schuyler County Rams, Atlanta Hornets, and at the half, Atlanta up 28-22 on the Rams. Atlanta jumped down 15-6 after 1. The Rams came roaring back, outscoring the Hornets 16-13 in the second. That's where we find ourselves, 28-22 Atlanta. At the half, Hornets led in scoring by Landon Jillian's 10 points. They get 8 from Roman Phillips, 2 apiece from Mason Reed, and Sawyer Nelson and J.J. White chipped in 6. Cale Wendy leads the way for Schuyler County, 10 first-half points. Cooper Amon with 6. Ryan Ferris chipped in 2 and 4 points from Brody Weaver. 28-22 Atlanta at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
It's cold outside, but the chores still need done. Slayton Polaris wants to help you get the work done faster and in comfort with a new Ranger XP 1000. Right now, you can start the new year off-road and get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. Get a full enclosure with doors, windows, and rear panels. And don't forget, you can even add a heater. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris or stop in and see their selection of Ranger 1000s today. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back, La Plata High School in La Plata, 84th La Plata Tournament. I say 84th because this started in 1939, but there were two seasons. One, it was canceled in 1943 because of World War II, and last season it didn't get done because they got it started, and I think we got the first round, and then the weather hit, and they had to cancel it due to weather. But I'm still going with 84th, so you can call it whatever you wish. We're at halftime of this boys' championship semifinal game. First game for us of the night, Schuyler County down 6 to Atlanta, 28-22. The first game tonight was a girls' consolation semifinal, Green City and Atlanta. Atlanta knocks off the Lady Gophers, and I did not write the score down. It was like 44-30. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So Atlanta will take on Scotland County girls 5 o'clock Friday in the consolation trophy game. Last night, in the boys' side, Green City knocked off Canton to advance the boys' championship 6:30 on Saturday. And Putnam County knocked off La Plata to advance to the consolation semifinal. So we'll be here for both of those games tomorrow. As the game coming up, this is boys, game coming up, the last game for us tonight, Scotland County and North Shelby. That's who Putnam County will get for consolation on Friday. We know we're going to be here, the girls' consolation, and we'll be here on Saturday for either third-place games, championship games, or a combination thereof. Schuyler County Lady Rams, they come up next. They take on La Plata to see who will advance to Saturday's championship at 5 o'clock to take on North Shelby. North Shelby Lady Raiders knocked off Canton in the 2-3 matchup last night, 60-53. So Canton in the third-place game on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That's on the girls' side of the bracket. 28-22, Atlanta at the half. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, 84th annual La Plata Basketball Tournament. Schuyler County Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. First game of a triple header. As we've got Schuyler County Lady Rams taking on La Plata after this. And our nightcap tonight is going to be boys' consolation semifinals, Scotland County and North Shelby. When we get set to start the third quarter, Atlanta with a six-point lead. 28-22 as they jumped out quick, 15-6 after one. And the Rams kind of settled in the second quarter, outscoring the Hornets 16-13 to make it a six-point game as we start the second half. Sevitz with the basketball for Wendy, right wing beyond three. Wendy, jump pass to Smith at the block for Cooper Amon, dribbles through the lane. Now Ferris in the corner. Cooper Amon is going to be tripped, and they actually get a – nope. Tripped over the baseline. I thought maybe they had gotten Roman Phillips to pick up his third. They did not. It's just a turnover. J.J. White and now Reed in the backcourt. Back to White. White between the two circles into the corner for Sawyer Nelson. Skip pass for Reed on the right side. Now White in the backcourt trying to draw the Rams out of that zone defense. And now Jillian. And now Phillips in the paint, put the ball down. Did the one thing that coaches try to make the bigs not do is catch that ball, keep it above your head. He brought it down to his waist. And Cooper Amon is able to tie him up. Possession arrow is the Hornets. Into the backcourt for Nelson. Skip pass into the corner. Reed. Left corner. And now Jillian with it to the top of the key. Right side for Nelson. For Phillips at the high post. Now White wing. Jillian in the paint. Put it up. Missed the shot. And Phillips with the rebound. But he's going to be called for the push. And Roman Phillips does indeed pick up foul number three. The Hornets do not press. The Wendy will jog it across the timeline. This is Kale, a 2-3 zone. And now Ferris from the high post missed the shot, got his own rebound. Give it up Sevitz on the right side. Now right wing, bounce pass Wendy for Connor Smith, in the paint for Amon, put it up over Phillips, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, taken out of there by Connor Smith. He'll give it up Wendy. Wendy, left wing beyond three. Now Ferris, high post for Amon. Turn around, one dribble in. Now Sevitz will try a three-pointer. Bullseye! First three for Elliott Sevitz, and it's a three-point Hornet lead with the basketball. 28-25. J.J. White in the backcourt. Stands between the two circles. Bounce pass for Sawyer Nelson. He'll try a three ball. Too hard off the back iron. And Phillips with a rebound. Give it up Jillian in the just inside the three-point arc. Landon Jillian with the jumper. He's got 12. It's a five-point Hornet lead. Sevitz and now Smith in the backcourt. Smith will give it up. Kale Wendy, left wing beyond three. His pass poked away by J.J. White, picked up by Roman Phillips. Pass ahead to Jillian on the left side into the corner for Reed. Reed just about threw it over White's head. He had to tiptoe the timeline. Somehow he managed to stay on his side of the court. White and now Jillian on the left wing. One dribble in, back to White, back to Jillian. Baseline three-pointer, got it. 15 points, and back to an eight-point Hornet lead. Sparis, and now Sevitz on the right side. Skip pass to Smith, touch pass back to Kale Wendy. Now Smith will try a three-pointer. Missed it, and long pass ahead to Reed. Left-hand layup up and in. That's kind of how the first quarter went. It's a 10-point Hornet lead. Sevitz on the right wing. Bounce pass Amon. As he takes it at Phillips. Phillips made him adjust his shot, missed it. And Jillian the other way took it all the way in and now kicks it out for Nelson. Top of the key, J.J. White. Three-pointer pinballs out. High for the rebound is Connor Smith. Now it to Wendy. Under five to play in the third quarter. Connor Smith now skip pass over to Sevitz on the right wing for Ferris at the right block. Up top for Smith. Now Wendy, left wing beyond three. Three-pointer up. Got it. 13 for KL Wendy. Timeout on the floor with 4:23 to play in the third. Atlanta 35, Schuyler County 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
This is Tim with Slayton Polaris. I'm sure you would agree with me that while we enjoy watching our kids grow up on the farm, we also wish they could stay little for as long as possible. One minute they are small enough to play in a tractor tire, and the next thing you know, they are bigger than you. With all of life's changes, you can take comfort in knowing that Slayton Polaris will try their best to keep things the same. We always offer the best machines at the best possible prices and strive to treat everyone the way we would want to be treated. This has always been our policy since we opened our doors. We look forward to meeting you at Slayton Polaris, 8 miles south and west of Pulaski.
Welcome back. We'll play to high school. We'll play the basketball tournament. We come out of the timeout. Atlanta with the lead in the basketball. A 7-point Hornet lead. Rams still in a 1-2-2 zone defense. J.J. White in the backcourt. Now skip pass over to Jillian in the corner. He'll try a 3-pointer. Got it. Got to get a hand on. You got to get a hand in his face. 18 points for Landon Jillian. And it's a 10-point Hornet lead. Sevitz into the corner for Brody Weaver, back into the ball game. He'll bring it to the right wing. Now Sevitz back in the corner, head and shoulder fake, bounce pass, Ferris at the block. KL Wendy will put one up from the free throw line, missed it. Phillips with a rebound. The other way, Jillian, no look pass for Phillips in the paint, lay it up, missed the shot, goes out of bounds. And they say last touch by the Rams. Didn't, well, I'm up here. So it's possible. There were Rams around the basketball. Mason Reed to trigger into the backcourt for Nelson. Phillips, now touch pass White, up top for Jillian. He'll get it in the corner for Sawyer. Nelson, three-pointer up and in. Wow. 5 points for Nelson. All of a sudden, it's 41-28. Atlanta, KL Wendy. And now Sevitz on the right side, between the two circles, left side for Weaver. For Amon, into the corner, KL Wendy. Wendy, left wing, for Amon at the high post. Over to Sevitz, three-pointer on the way. Missed it, and high for the rebound, Phillips. I don't know if the Rams have an offensive rebound tonight. It's been one and done for the most part. And now Mason Reed will try a three-pointer. Pin balls out, Phillips with a rebound, put it up and in. Roman Phillips has 10. The other end is Ferris with the right block up top. Amon, he'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And again, one shot and done. It's Phillips with the defensive board. Sawyer Nelson, floater along the baseline, got it. And all of a sudden, the Hornets can't miss. The Rams can't hit. And timeout on the floor. 2:18 to play in the third. Atlanta 45, Schuyler County 28. Back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Inside a dimly lit room at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, a motion sensor triggers a recording, and a voice fills the room.
Suddenly, there was a sharp, loud report. A shot.
It's the voice of Lady Bird Johnson, the wife of Lyndon Johnson.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
Lady Bird recorded her entire experience in the White House. Hours and hours of tape that almost no one has ever heard. And those tapes, they end up rewriting history. This is a story about one of the most influential members of the administration, even if we never knew it.
I wrote out for Lyndon about a 9-page analysis of what I thought his situation was.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson. Available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, Welcome back. La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament. Brody Weaver is going to try three-pointers. Skips across the rim. And again, one and done for the Rams. It was a six-point game at halftime as a missed layup. And now we're going to have a jump ball. That was Jillian. The six-point game at halftime, and through just over 7 minutes of the third quarter, Atlanta on a 17-6 run. Possession arrow with Schuyler County, so Cale Windy across the timeline. And now Weaver, left wing beyond three, between the circles for Mason Windy in the ball game. Cale, no-look pass for Ferris. Weaver, top of the key. Now Mason Windy, left wing. Skip pass over to Weaver at the block for Raymond. Faked the shot, couldn't get Phillips in the air. Now Brody Weaver will put it up along the baseline and good. 6 points for Brody. They lob it in for Miller. Miller works against Amon and Ferris, and he's going to get the hoop and the arm. It just depends on whether Ferris picked up the personal or Amon. It was Ferris they're going to give it to. His first and very not very many fouls in this game. That's the sixth foul period. Well, seventh foul. Whom am I missing? Somebody has a Atlanta has a team foul in the second half. As Phillips hits the and one, he's got 11, and they're going to have him bring him out, get a blow. Or he may just be getting rest because it's an 18-point Atlanta lead right now. Connor Smith, baseline three, missed it. As Cale Windy with the rebound and put back, missed the shot but drew the foul. As I'm trying to figure out who. Well, the foul was on Mason Reed. That's his first, team second. Cale Windy with 13, looking for 14. Reed, though, up. Got it. 14 points for Cale Windy. Windy, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 15 points for Cale. A minute exactly. I was going to say a buck 01, but now it's a minute exactly to play in the third quarter. White for Reed. Back to White between the circles. And Atlanta's not going to get any hurry. If Schuyler County's not going to come out and pick him up, now it looks like Schuyler switches to man. As Mason Reed picks up his dribble, looks for help. Has Jillian. And now White to the top of the key. The Rams go man to straight man-to-man defense. As White tries to get around Ferris, and Ferris is going to pick up the blocking foul. That's his second, team's third. Or check that, team second of the second half. And now timeout on the floor with 22.7 to play in the third. Atlanta 48, Schuyler County 32. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They're banned from going to soccer games.
Mom, take the ball.
For 43 years, Iranian women have fought back.
Police pushed us.
Troops.
This is their story.
The joy was forbidden.
What is the meaning of that?
That is how they control you.
I'm Shimol Yai. Listen to the new 30 for 30 podcast, Pink Card, available now.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome back. La Plata High School in La Plata. La Plata 84th La Plata Basketball Tournament. Schuyler County Ram Basketball on KMM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. And we come out of the timeout, the Hornets with the basketball. And again, they're going to work as much clock as they can as White works against Ferris. White takes it all the way along the baseline, slipped it in to Kevin Spearman, and he lays it up and in. First two for Spearman. Now Cale Windy at the buzzer. Got it from the top of the key. 18 for Windy, and that's how we end the third quarter with the score. Atlanta 50, Schuyler County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Back at La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Basketball Tournament. We start the fourth quarter of this boys' championship semifinal. Atlanta with a basketball leading Schuyler County 50-35. J.J. White. The Rams come out man-to-man, and J.J. White has his pocket picked by Ryan Ferris for Wendy. Right block, goes up strong, missed. Oh, he got it, hit every part of the rim, and went down. Kale Wendy with 20, and the Rams suddenly, they were down. At one point, they were down 20 points, 18 points, and they pulled within 13. Chris Pruitt immediately calls a timeout. Rams down 13. And I'm going to keep it right here, Hunter. 20 points for Kale Wendy. And Roman Phillips back into the ball game. We'll see if the Rams stay man-to-man. They are going to. Cooper Amon draws the assignment of guarding Roman Phillips. As White across the timeline, ahead to Reed, right wing beyond three. Now Jillian at the top of the key. They get it to Phillips, who just about threw it away. Good catch by Reed. Now White between the two circles. Guarded by Ferris. Reed on the right wing for Jillian. And floater, a running floater. That was Sawyer Nelson, won't go down. Out with the rebound is Mason Wendy. Rams get a stop. 7-10 to play in the ball game. Smith in the paint for Ferris at the high post. Now deep three-pointer. Kale Wendy, nothing but the bottom of the net. He's got 23. It's a 10-point ball game. Under seven to play. J.J. White, now Reed on the right wing. Skip pass to Nelson, left wing beyond three. He'll pop a three-pointer and rims out. And Amon takes the rebound away from Roman Phillips. Kale Wendy with a basketball. Wendy across the timeline, ahead to Mason Wendy. Wendy will bring it to the backcourt for Smith on the left side. In the paint, Amon from the free throw line, missed it. And high for the rebound, Landon Jillian. Into the corner for Mason Reed. Skip pass for Nelson on the left baseline. He'll get a Jillian. And into the corner, Nelson. He'll put up he'll drop a three. Sawyer Nelson with 10. A 13-point Atlanta lead. Kale Wendy. And now Mason Wendy on the right wing. For Smith. Touch pass. Kale Wendy. Three-pointer from the left side. Won't go. Rams need a stop. And they're going to get one in the form of a turnover. Summer Nelson carried the basketball. Sevitz back in. Mason Wendy sits down. Atlanta by 13, 5:52 and counting to play in the ball game. Boys championship semifinals from the La Plata tournament. Winner gets Green City for the ship on Saturday. Connor Smith along the left baseline for Amon. Quick pass out to Ferris, over to Sevitz on the left side. Now Cooper Amon takes it right at Phillips, now kicks it out Connor Smith, three-pointer left it short. Phillips with a rebound, long pass ahead to Reed. In the paint, lay it up, got it. 6 points for Reed, and it's a 15-point Hornet lead. Wendy, Savitz, three-pointer right side. Missed it, 2 yards off the back iron. Ryan Ferris with a rebound. Back to Savitz on the right side. Grady Ruska in the ball game for Atlanta. Now Smith, between the circles, fires one into Wendy, takes it at Phillips, bounce pass underneath Ferris, put it up off glass and in. Tough basket by Ryan Ferris. Atlanta by 13, under 5 to play. Head to Reed on the right side. Reed will give it up. Jillian. And now Reed will try a three-pointer. Got it. Mason Reed has 9. 58-42. Wendy across the timeline for Sevitz, right wing beyond 3. Now between the circles, Amon Smith. Quick pass in the paint for Wendy. Back out to Smith. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! First points of the night for Connor Smith. 58-45. Rams need a stop. As J.J. White across the timeline. Now Jillian between the circles. Three-pointer from Mason Reed from the left wing. Got it. He's got 12. 61-45. 4 to play. Wendy for Sevitz. Bounce pass. Ferris at the block. Give it up Wendy. He's going to be fouled. A rare foul. Again, I think 8 total fouls, maybe 9 total fouls. That one they call on J.J. White. That's his first. Wendy to the free throw line. Free throw up. Missed it. 10 balls out. Brody Weaver comes back in. Ryan Ferris is going to come out. Wendy with 23, looking for 24. Free throw up. Got it. 24 points for Kale Wendy. 61-46. Atlanta with a lead in the basketball. J.J. White across the timeline. White dribble drives against Weaver. Floater in the paint. Got it. Tough basket. J.J. White, 63-46. As Amon between the circles, now Sevitz bounce pass in the paint. Kale Wendy out to Amon, top of the key. Now Sevitz will try a three-pointer. Got it! Second tray of the ball game for Sevitz. 63-49. A 14-point Atlanta lead. White. And now Jillian double drive to the left side. Missed the shot. Phillips with the rebound. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put back up. Missed it. Partially blocked by Amon. And the third time, he draws the foul on Cooper Amon. And that's 3, and that will send Roman Phillips to the free throw line. 11 looking for 12. Free throw up. Got it. It has certainly been a quick ball game. At this point, just a little over an hour, but not very many fouls called. Not many turnovers. He hits the second one, 13 for Phillips. And now Weaver fires one into Amon along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, but stays with Schuyler County. 3:01 to play. Atlanta 65, Schuyler County 49. Inbound to Amon, and now Smith. At the block for Wendy. Turn around, had a screen, turn around, missed the shot, six-footer. At the other end, it's Mason Reed. Now J.J. White in the backcourt. He'll bring it to the right wing. Between the legs dribble, works against Weaver along the baseline. Try to sling one in to Phillips. Poked out of bounds by Amon. Ferris comes in. Connor Smith sits down. And it's Mason Reed. Inbounds to Dillion. Back to Reed. Baseline 3 won't go. Amon with a rebound. Amon motors across the timeline. Pulls up on the left side. And looks for help. Has Ferris. Now Ferris will bring it to the top of the key. Amon left wing along the baseline. Weaver. His shot blocked out of bounds by J.J. White. 2:21 to play. Atlanta by 16. Inbounded to Amon. Now Weaver at the free throw line for Wendy. He'll put it up from there. Missed it. As Phillips, long pass ahead to Reed. Reed wisely waits for his teammates. It's J.J. White to the top of the key. And now it's Ruska back in the ball game. White, under two to play. To the left side. Hands off Ruska, dribble drive in the paint. And he's going to be fouled. And that may be on Cooper Raymond. It is. That's his fourth. The only ones with fouls for Schuyler County are Cooper Amon and Ryan Ferris. In fact, only two Hornets have fouls. And all of a sudden, it's going to be a foul frenzy. Cooper Amon may have just fouled out. No? I may have had him for too many fouls. They're just showing three on the scoreboard. Okay, so Cooper Amon only three fouls. Cale Windy, the other end, deep three, airballed it. Out of bounds, last touch by White. The winner is going to get Green City in the boys' championship, 6:30 on Saturday. Loser is going to take on Canton for third place at 3:30 on Saturday. As Weaver, now Ferris back to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver, one dribble, and his pass is going to be stolen away by White for Phillips. And he'll give it to handoff to Jillian. He puts it up and in, 20 points for Landon Jillian. Ferris the other end, his shot partially blocked by Phillips. And now ball loose on the floor, picked up by Ferris for Windy. Windy, layup up, got it. 26 points for Windy. The other end is Phillips. His shot blocked, picked up by Weaver. Under a minute to play. Weaver has Windy in the paint. Windy will just turn and put it up. 28 points for Kale Windy. 67-53. 40 seconds to play. Atlanta's going to play for a title against Green City. As Phillips, left wing beyond three, hand off to White, under 30 to play. Rams still man-to-man. They aren't conceding anything yet. The Atlanta fans know it's about to happen. Ball loose on the floor. J.J. White. And he'll scoop it to Reed, and that is going to be the ball game. Atlanta wins their 18th, a convincing 67-53 win over the Rams. And that's going to put Schuyler County in the third place game, 3:30 on Saturday. Atlanta will take on Green City for the play to tournament marbles at 6:30 on Saturday. 67-53, Atlanta wins, and I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Check the weather on a regular basis to know when severe weather is predicted. Take steps before the storm to gather supplies, like flashlights and batteries, in case of a prolonged power outage. Plan where to meet and how to communicate with family members if separated. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we pass on the nickels and dimes. We don't charge our customers for services they should expect from a community bank. Unlimited free debit card use, free PIN changes, free phone transfers, free mobile banking, free online banking and bill pay. Plus, stop in and ask us about our free checking account that includes unlimited check writing, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament. Night number four, game number two. Game one for us is in the books, boys' championship semifinal. And it was Atlanta taking care of business, knocking off the Rams 67-53. Atlanta jumped out big early, led 15-6 after one. The Rams outscored the Hornets. Outscored the Hornets 16-13. In the second, it was a six-point game at the half. The Hornets came out 21-6 or 7 run. They end up outscoring the Rams 22-13 in the third, still a 15-point ball game. But in the end, it was 17. They outscored the Rams 17 to – no, wait a minute. All right, the Rams outscored Atlanta 18-17 in the fourth. It wasn't enough. Atlanta wins at 67-53. Atlanta improves to 18-3. They were led in scoring by Landon Jillian's 20. Roman Phillips chipped in 13. They got 12 points from Mason Reed. And 10 from Sawyer Nelson. Four Hornets in double figures. Kevin Spearman, the only other Hornet with a basket, and that was a two-pointer. Schuyler County drops to 14-6. They were led by Cale Windy. Windy led all scorers with 28. Elliott Sevens was 6. 6 from Cooper Raymond, 3 points from Connor Smith, 4 from Ryan Ferris, and 6 points from Brody Weaver. So there you have it. Again, Atlanta will take on Green City in the championship game 6:30 Saturday. Schuyler County will take on the Canton Tigers for third place Saturday at 3:30. So coming up, it's a girls' championship semifinal, top-seeded Schuyler County taking on number 5 seed. We'll play the Lady Bulldogs, and I'll be back with that one in about 6 minutes. This is KMM Sports.